This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
Okay.
And it's Omen's turn.
Great. So I'm thinking that I should probably try to hose down this vampire here with a Lance of Faith. So were you getting strong hits on them with Reflex?
Mm-hmm. Their Reflex
is high.
Oh, it's high. Okay.
So yeah, their reflex is super high.
So I don't want to strike their Reflex. I wonder if their AC is any better.
I would imagine their AC is going to be the way to attack them.
I was hitting them pretty easy, I think.
Yeah? Okay. Well,
No,
I wasn't.
These are minions, and you didn't notice that until you just hit a vampire for the first time.
Oh, yeah. They don't hit very hard, is what we learned.
Right.
But they are hard to hit.
Well, I'm going to try to lance him. We'll see how it goes.
Roll high.
Yeah. That's my plan.
You failed that rolling high.
10.
Miss.
Yeah.
The priest guy decides to return the favor. He points at you.
Me?
Yeah. Sends a bolt of shadow towards you. 15 against your fortitude.
That does it.
19 damage.
What the?
And you have a -2 AC penalty.
What? Okay.
You're down to 5?
No, 19.
You're down to 19. He hit you for 19 and took you down to 19? Or he hit you for...
19.
How much did you hit him for?
I think it was 19.
Yeah.
24.
So you have like 5 left.
15.
24 and 19 is 15.
34.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. 34. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going down this way. 15. That's not a lot of hit points.
Bring it.
She does. 20?
20? Yeah. You roll 2d.
See, he's rolling the damage and
I see.
It's 9 damage.
Okay. That takes you down to 1 hit point.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to end up on this altar. I'm telling you guys.
Right here?
Yep. Right there. That's going to be our blood.
Well, that's blood coming off.
Oh, yeah.
Going through a grate of some kind.
That's right. I never read you the description of this room when you opened up the door. Crimson streams trail across the floor and terminate at a grate here, surrounding. The grate surrounds a hole in the floor. Blue-green light from the columns. Altar up here that blood is coming out of. And this guy, you see below his hood, he has a tattoo of a skull with lamb's horns. On his face.
That's a cool guy.
I wish that he didn't have that, but that's good too.
An opportunity attack.
I do?
Yeah.
Well, so what do I do? I have no idea.
Magic missile.
Bap him with your quarterstaff.
I can't do a magic attack?
Okay. It has to be a melee attack.
Okay. So I just roll and then add +2 to it?
+3 because you're third level.
You have +1 on that as well. We just haven't used it yet.
Oh, okay.
You didn't think you could do it.
So I hit for 22.
You
got 22 to hit it? Yeah, your damage is 1d8.
So he just scampers by and gets clocked by the staff?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think you had it in you.
You did. You did, though.
Now the vampire moves up, tries to attack with the flank. 15.
Versus what?
Armor class.
It is 15.
Is his armor class still buffed?
Oh, yeah, am I still +2?
I don't think so.
In that case, it's a hit.
Are you bloodied?
Oh, yeah.
6 damage.
I'm down to 2.
And, oh, you know what? The Dark Creeper took 5 acid damage at the start of his turn. But he's saved.
Oh, good. I don't know about this DM stuff, man, but he's fine. So.
Don't worry.
I took the screen down so you can see I'm not cheating you much. Then the Dark Creeper tried... Having moved around... So he moved around and then he waited.
Yeah.
The vampire came up, made his attack. Now the Dark Creeper is...
Well, he can wait just like we can.
Yeah.
Yep. But he got a 4. 12 armor class. It's going to miss. Binwin.
All right. Binwin is going to try one more time to get this brute strike...
Off
on this bitch of a berserker. So, wish me luck, everyone. God, what the F? What?
What's your total?
4 plus 6?
7.
So...
11.
Oh, yeah, 4 plus... No.
11. Attack is, remember, it's buffed up 1 for
Yeah. Okay, so it's 11 versus armor class.
So it's 7.
That is a miss.
Jim. Can I use a...
Jim.
Can you use a...
What was that? Second one I already did.
Did you?
Yeah, remember? To get me up to 10 hit points after I...
No.
Oh, that was when you...
You rolled a 20.
Yeah, you rolled a natural 20.
You still have second wind.
I still have second wind?
Yeah.
But you don't have an action to use it now.
But it's a minor
action. For a dwarf.
Oh, right.
You should use it.
Yeah.
So I second wind me, and that takes me... That gives me my healing surge?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's Jim's turn?
Yep.
So, and they're all around you.
Oh, and you know what else?
What's that, Scott?
Jim is going to shoot.
Next minor action.
So Jim is shifting back.
Still have a minor action.
I do?
You used a standard and a minor.
I get an extra minor?
You didn't move, so you can...
Check this out.
There you go.
Unstoppable. Minor action. Gain 2d6 plus 3 temporary hit points. What does that mean? It carries me just through the battle?
Yeah.
Right.
All
right.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
I'll take it. 10. An extra 10. All
right.
That brings up to 20. 2d6
plus 3, right? 7?
2d6 plus 3.
Plus 3.
Seven.
Yeah. Oh, 7.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so what do you got? You're gonna...
I'm thinking I'm going to shift back and then cast Scorching Burst right here to hit both of them. Can I do that?
You can, but it causes some problems.
Tell me about these problems.
The problem one is it's an area attack, so it would provoke opportunity attacks. If you cast it there, you would still be next to them. They would get opportunity attacks on you. Problem two is if you center it there, you're in the burst.
Oh, it hits me too.
It's asking for a lot of hurt. Have you used your Flame Shroud?
Jim's used everything.
Ah.
So we still get one encounter power, right? I mean, still.
No.
I used both my encounter powers.
Yeah.
Well,
this is going to end in tears, my friend.
Blood, I think.
This is going to end in tears.
Blood more than tears. You have any funny sounds you want to make before you die?
This will show the dark side of Dungeons & Dragons. It's not always a win. It's not always a happy ending.
So
you haven't used Daunting Light, right, Omen?
No. I'm waiting for my turn.
I need to move to cast Magic Missile, right?
Yes.
But will he be able to attack me with this opportunity attack thing?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm only shifting one place.
But you're still within melee range.
Melee range?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I guess I don't understand. I thought the attacks of opportunity only happened if you shifted more than one place.
There are two things that provoke opportunity attacks. One is moving away from somebody you're next to, and two is using a ranged or area attack when you're next to somebody.
So a bow or a magic spell.
But if I move far enough to get away from them, I can't attack them.
If I go,
can I still attack?
Then you could attack, yes. But they would get the opportunity to attack for your movement.
Oh, because I'm going by them.
Right.
God, Jim's in a bad way.
I have put you in a bad place. I apologize. No, I don't.
No, you don't. Can Jim explode and kill himself and take some down with him? Jim would be willing to do that for the party.
Well, yeah, you can.
You could. How many hit points do you
have? I only have 2. Oh, I see. I could center Scorching Burst on myself.
It's one possibility.
I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is it worth trying to get a little bit of... dish a little bit of heat up there.
So, if you use an area spell, you'll provoke opportunity attacks. If you move away, you'll provoke opportunity attacks. If you're going to take the opportunity attack anyway, you might as well move away and then not get yourself in the spell.
Yeah, but I'll just die from the opportunity attack. At least this way I'm guaranteed to have a shot at hitting them.
So the opportunity attack will take place before the spell?
Yes.
Yeah. As I go by, he's going to try to hit me. He'll probably kill me.
But if they kill you with an opportunity attack, you won't get the spell off.
Yeah. That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying I might as well just stay here and guarantee I get the spell off.
You can't guarantee you get the spell off.
Because you starting to cast the spell is what provokes the attack of opportunity. It will actually happen before.
Oh, even if you don't move.
They are there to get Jim. They're tired of Jim's bullshit.
What if I use a melee worm attack?
Melee attack?
Melee attack.
Then you would be fine.
And they wouldn't get an opportunity attack on you?
Right.
Cool.
Take that, asshole.
Was that necessary?
Yeah. So you could lash out at the vampire?
Well, no. I would probably try to hit this guy. He's been hurt more, I think.
But he's not a minion, I don't think.
Right.
He's taking a bunch of damage.
I won't hit the vampire.
You won't harm him. Well, that's true.
So, for example, you could shift here, beat this guy with your staff, and the next round you're in a slightly better position to try to get away.
Okay. Jim is going to... You know what, though? If Jim dies and they're able to complete the mission...
We pick you up.
You pick me up, I'm okay?
Hopefully. Hopefully we can do it in a couple rounds.
Well, then I'm going to do... Oh, I see. God.
It's a bad position. So if you just want to attack with a melee worm...
I guess I'll shift there and just try to do that.
All right.
So this is plus 2.
3.
Plus 3. Was interference.
There was interference.
Sure. You hit.
19, okay. For 1d8.
Yep.
For 5.
5 is good.
5 is good.
Okay.
Who are you going now?
You are.
Great. So I do have a very powerful Daunting Light ability, but there's 3 really powerful creatures here to use it on. Okay. I'm going to use it on this creeper.
Okay.
It's range 10. Should be plenty in there.
Mm-hmm.
D20 plus 5. 16 versus reflex. That's a miss.
That is a miss.
Okay, thanks.
And you need over 17, right?
So I think you need more than that.
Yeah.
Priest tries another... Wait a minute. Yeah, another Shadow Curse on Omen. Cocked.
Good curse.
25 fortitude. 19 damage.
All right.
You're dead.
Are you down?
Oh, yeah. I'll start rolling. Should I start rolling now?
Okay. No, on your next turn. The Berserker swings at...
the dwarf. You have how many points?
18.
Okay.
Which she'll probably...
11 know. AC.
Mm-mm. Nope. I have 18, so...
Should put there. Vampire... What's up? Crits you for 6.
The final stand of the great Jim Dark Magic.
Are you at 2?
I was at 2 health, yeah.
He was at 2.
Was at 2. Alright, now you're at minus 4.
I don't like this dice anymore. Give me another... Give me the big black one.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Did she say that?
Have you been watching the episode?
Yeah.
Dark Creeper tries to stick its dagger into the dwarf. It's 17.
And 18.
It's a miss. Spin win.
All right. Brute strike on the Berserker. 10 plus 7, 17.
That's a hit.
All right. So now this is 6d6 plus 5. 10, 16, 17, 18, 19, 25 points of damage.
Down she goes.
Okay, so as long as you can kill the rest of these people.
Or we roll a 20, right?
Exactly.
I think that went a long way right there.
I hope so. What is this goblin doing? This is the worst goblin employee we have ever had.
Nothing. Ain't doing shit.
Jim?
Oh, my saving throw or whatever?
Yes. Maybe it does save.
That's a d12.
Oh.
Let's try that one.
Strike one.
Oh.
That's a 2. Omen.
Sure. There we go.
That's a 2.
We can die together on the exact same round.
That'll be awesome. Okay, the priest points at Binwin. Gets a 19 fortitude.
Mm-hmm.
That's plenty, yeah.
12 necrotic damage.
12?
12.
Like 1, 2?
All right.
You have minus 2 AC.
Alright.
And now there's going to be a vampire. Oh, yeah.
28. Are you bloodied?
I am bloodied. Yeah, absolutely.
6 damage.
That's it. I'm down.
I'm still racist.
I win! Wait.
Are you proud of yourself?
No.
You defeated us.
Okay.
Fuck you and your stupid game. We don't like this dragons and...
Dungeons. I could do with a little more dungeon, a little less dragon.
You don't want to fight the dragon?
Oh, you have a dragon?
No.
So what would happen normally, like, if the party wipes?
You're about to find out.
What happens when the party wipes?
That's all revealed in a new expansion module.
Dungeons and Dragons Wiper On. What? We're in some kind of hell realm now?
Sorry. This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
You were right. We are going to end up on an altar.
We don't have to roleplay this. I get it. Our characters are dead.
We're sacrificed to Orca.
To a huge whale. I remember him.
You know what he told me off the air?
Who?
He said that this was a level 5 encounter. And we were only level 3.
And there's 3 of us.
So
I think we did really good.
It was a level 5 encounter for 3 characters.
We think someone may have stacked the deck against us.
Hmm.
Possible.
Maybe him.
Maybe. I think we were supposed to end up here.
Well, that helps. I don't feel like quite such a failure.
What are you saying? We are destined to fail?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see. How brutal do I want to be?
So what's going on here? What's going on with your evil door? Why is there that symbol on the floor?
Oh, no. You should totally be here.
No, you should be waist deep in blood.
Arrayed in front of the gigantic statue of Orcus. So you wake up, and the first thing you see is Orcus towering over you. He looks a lot like this, except that he's made of stone.
Okay, well that's an improvement.
Okay.
That's better.
You hear chanting over here and chanting over here. This is the priest you fought before.
Yeah, I know about him.
This guy you've not seen before.
And he likes skulls.
He likes skulls.
Dancing. Ballroom dancing. Smoothies.
There's a book on the altar in front of him. He's chanting a low droning prayer. We have a gaunt undead creature over here, covered with leathery skin stretched tight over its bones.
Doing kind of a fancy dance.
Just walking like an Egyptian.
Blood is pouring down from the ceiling in rivulets here from a square
where we were above.
Pit in the floor.
Yeah.
Over here is a yawning black portal. It's wood. there's something
making a mournful sound.
Yeah.
So it's dark inside, but there's something straining at it, almost like there's a membrane across this darkness, and something pushing at the far side
of
it.
Does Jim still have his light coin?
No.
Please don't throw a light coin at the yawning portal of darkness.
There are.
It's not a wishing well, okay? It's the exact opposite of a wishing well.
There are braziers around here that are lighting it reasonably well.
Braziers?
No.
Oh.
Is it spelled the same? Brazier and brazier?
No.
So.
Shit is real.
Do we not have any health, or what's the deal?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What is your
you place? Wake up. I'm going to say you wake up as if from a short rest. So you can spend healing surges to get up to full, and you've got your encounter powers back. Put the skeleton back in.
I need a different eraser.
Okay.
I have one left.
I'll put it to use.
You really only have one search left?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been pumping healing into this. He keeps pissing people off.
It took me 4 to get back up, so.
So you're not tied up, which actually seems kind of strange. As if they didn't expect you to wake up.
You just dragged in and left there?
Mm-hmm.
So I get up and walked out.
I was deep. Bubble heart.
I'm 95,000. So the door out of here? This evil door?
That's a pit, I guess, not a door.
There are chains actually coming down from the ceiling.
Climb up.
The blood is running down.
Oh, bloody chains, sweet.
Yeah, let's climb on those.
That was actually the name of my band in high school.
Really?
Yep. The Bloody Chains.
Did you have a song called Bloody Chains too? Or?
We did.
How'd it go? Bloody Chains.
How did it go?
Bloody Chains.
Bloody chains, bloody chains, feel my pains. Bloody chains, bloody chains. What's that stain?
I think it's bloody chains.
I think it's bloody chains.
Maybe it's from a bloody chain.
Maybe it's from the bloody chains.
Alright, we're ready.
Chocolate rain.
It's not clear yet that anybody's noticed that you're awake.
Oh.
Ooh.
So, are we in combat? Like, if we stand up, is that a move or something?
Well, we're not tracking initiative yet.
Well, we could maybe, if something interesting was going to happen, we could listen in and maybe glean something. No one's noticed we're awake yet.
Yeah, I think now is the time for listening.
Let's do some perception rolls.
Yeah. That's the
spirit. Oh, yeah. 14 plus 3, 17, baby.
10. I perceive very little.
20 plus 2. I hear it all.
I'm making a religion check. Actually, anybody can make me a religion check. I don't know if...
No, that'll be right. That's 25.
16.
Jim, make me an arcana check.
Arcana. 16 plus 10, 26.
That's pretty good.
Okay. So... Owen, there's clearly some kind of ritual going on here.
Yeah.
This guy is
leading blood.
He's reading from a ritual book. He's chanting stuff. These two over here are answering some kind of liturgy.
It's like a call and response type thing?
Yep. Orcus's name is getting thrown around a lot. Prince of the Undead, Blood Lord, Horned God.
All the classics.
Yeah. Jim, you pick up that...
All the monsters of rock.
The purpose of this ritual is, in fact, to open this portal. And what was your arcana check?
26.
That it's a portal to the Shadowfell.
The Shadowfell?
The Shadowfell, which is the dark,
magical
universe, land of the undead, home of many things creepy.
Okay.
Home of the Whopper.
We don't want this.
We don't want any Shadowfell.
At any rate, we don't want to go there or be sent there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about what you can pick up.
All right. Have we all made looks at each other like, oh, you're awake, I'm awake too, and that's awesome, we're all awake.
Probably.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I would like to... I could make the sound of a bird.
You could, at any range from 10 squares away. No, that's unnecessary.
I would like to throw my coin at...
Listen. Coin to the wishing well?
They took my coin, that's right.
What is this? It says your daggers have a range of 5/10.
5 is normal range, 10 is long range. Take a -2 penalty.
For long range?
Long range.
So he can...
Anywhere between 6 squares and 10 squares. Right?
So I could...
Pop up and dish it out.
Throw a dagger.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you both notice is that the ritual seems to be coming to an end.
A close?
Yeah. So I'm going to pop up.
No, you know you're getting to the end of a ritual when it's like, okay, Orcus King of the Dead, yada, yada, yada.
Would you say I'm closer to this guy than that guy?
I think you're closer.
I'm closer
to this guy.
Well, yeah, but
you
a dagger ain't going
to
do.
Closer to this. Oh wait, no, you are actually closer to this guy because you're on the.
This is a skeleton.
But skeletons, there's no longer this blunt slashing thing, right?
Right.
So you're fine to throw a dagger at him.
Yeah, but he's not summoning anybody. He's here to deal with us. These are the guys summoning shit.
Yeah.
This guy and that guy is deal. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, yeah, and you should
not that. I'm also worried about the guy that's going to set me on fire, but that's later.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have ways of making this skeleton talk. We definitely want to leverage Jim's long-range abilities on these sorcerons over here.
And that's ready to help.
And that's undead over there as well, it sounds like, the Egyptian, the Bengals.
I'm going to... If I pop up, does that mean we're all rolling initiative? Or do we win on initiative?
I'm pretty sure.
You can take a surprise round.
All right. I'm jumping up. And can I run and then throw a dagger?
Don't slip on the blood.
In a surprise round, I'm going to let you have one action before we move into initiative.
Well, shit, move me as close to that guy as I can.
So basically, you could probably get off one long-range dagger, right? You're saying one standard action?
Standard or move or minor.
Yeah, yeah. So you could either move up on him, you could maybe... No, you're not close enough to throw a dagger, I don't think.
Well, except this is just some kind of like. This is the fly girl, right? Yeah. This is the undead version of a
I'm
fly
looking,
girl.
I'm
right?
looking to hit either that guy or this guy. And these are the guys we have to target.
And so are you saying that in this allegory, is that KRS-1?
Yeah, this is KRS-1. This is one of the backup fly girls.
No, excuse me, SW-1.
And this is the real deal
over
here.
3, 4, 5, 6. How many spaces can I move?
5.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That whelp is being dagger range of that guy. Move me, can you move me diagonally 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah. All right, dagger that son of a bitch right there. Oh, are all of those little itty-bitty squares?
No.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Shit. Sorry. So he'd be long distance.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, what else are you going to do with
nothing.
Throwing daggers?
I'm going to do it.
That counts as one action, moving and throwing a dagger?
No, your move was your one action.
We're doing initiative?
Well, no, everybody's taking their surprise round.
Right. Each of you will get one action.
And I can hit 20 spaces with magic missile.
You can get anywhere on the map.
That's crazy.
So which guy should I hit?
I say go for this guy.
The priest?
Since we're both attacking him.
This is one reading from the book, though.
Yeah, but he's responding. I think they're both integral. I just went with him because he's closer to me. Take this guy out.
Okay, I'm going to hit this guy with magic missiles.
All right.
If nothing else, it'll disrupt him from chanting.
Yeah, I don't like that dice, though.
Yeah, we got
a... That dice has a bad voodoo on it. All right. 13 + 5 = 18 versus reflex.
That's a miss.
Wooka wajawa!
And this guy, okay.
Yeah.
Yes,
and the omen?
Can I lay back down?
Yes.
And snore.
I'd like to cast sleep on myself here.
It's a daily power. Right here. Should we have our daily powers?
Yeah, we got everything. Our encounter power.
Yeah, okay. So I pop up and I hurl a lance of faith at this guy.
Okay.
We want to start crossing the streams here very quickly, I think.
Crossing the stream?
I think we need to start stacking damage instead of spreading it out pretty soon. So, yeah, I'll hurl a lance of fizz eighth at this Skeletor.
16.
21. No, 20 versus reflex.
Hit.
Thank goodness.
That's radiant damage?
Yeah, DA plus 3 radiant.
8.
Yes.
That's 16 points total.
Hit.
All right, now, and I confer a plus 2 attack bonus to Jim on his next turn.
Jim welcomes it.
Jim welcomes your power bonus.
That's on that target, right?
On that skeleton, yeah.
All right, roll me initiative, guys.
It started out so good, didn't it?
18 plus 7, 25.
6.
5.
Wow, I beat you?
5. You beat me with a 4. That's true.
All right,
but
Jim.
26 is hot. That's where we need it. We need it up hot.
Okay, Jim. So you're saying we should start stacking damage on this guy?
No, I'm saying we should start stacking damage, period. You have a plus 2 on this guy if you want to take it, but you don't have to. I'm just saying...
You hit him for how much?
I hit him for 16.
That's pretty good. I might be able to finish him off.
Yeah,
is he bloody?
Not quite.
To the extent that a skeleton can be. I mean, I'll get up and hose him down again. I mean, I'm going to use the same attacks, and all my attacks are good against him. It's an opportunity to get a bonus, but it's not... I won't feel like you have betrayed me if you don't do it. Basically, you're here to help either one of us.
I think you can handle that skeleton. I'm going to try to help Binwin.
Lay him out.
So I'm going to do magic missile on the priest.
Ooh.
18 plus 5.
That's 23.
That'll hit.
23. 92 d4.
Enjoy.
3 and 2. That's 5 plus 4 is 9. These don't roll very well.
You want to do some new ones?
No, I'm just saying this style of dice doesn't seem to roll.
That's very true.
There's another kind of foresighter. Spoken of in legend.
Okay, I can do it.
There is?
Yeah. They're long. They roll sideways.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
This thing here.
This creature of darkness.
The undead Egyptian?
Yes. Points at Binwin. And
you are seared.
Sends a bolt, very much like a Jim's Magic Missile, but different. It's not infringing on your patent at all.
It doesn't explode and say Jim.
12 reflex.
Yes, that matches it.
Really? Are you sure? Even with the plus 1 for going up a level?
Yeah, 12.
All right. 6 damage. And you're immobilized.
Ah, damn.
You can still get a knife off, right?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Just means you can't move.
Right. Can't move from that square.
And how much? It was 6 damage?
Yep.
Okay.
Skeletor comes up to Omen. Gets a 15 armor class.
That doesn't do it.
Curses.
No, that's a good thing.
Mr. Priest back here also points at Binwin. Sends that familiar shadow curse. 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoop.
Oh, goody.
Comes a little bit closer down the stairs.
That'll help you.
18 fortitude.
Yes.
And the hurting just starts all over again. 15 damage.
Ah! Oh,
what the fuck? See, that's why we had to stay away from these fucking things. Far away.
And then this guy turns.
Slowly I turn.
You dare... Your hero's offerings!
What, was he expecting etiquette? We set you guys up on those nice altars.
We gave you the ceremonial robe.
Those were imported, okay? You don't just see those in every temple.
What power allows you to rise? Back down, I say!
I think it'd be funny, that's what he did. Down, you say? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You're just out of my
range. Listen, guys, I'm...
Shift.
One. Not as upset as I thought I was. 1 second. Sons of bitches!
Back down with you!
He sends a ray of crackling necrotic energy at Omen.
Bam!
21 fortitude.
What now?
9 necrotic damage, and you're weakened.
That's too bad. Well, that's just physical damage?
All damage. All your attacks deal half damage.
So suck it.
I'm actually 3/4
in your face.
Mother's side?
My mother's side, yeah.
Binwin.
Three quarters.
Yeah. I'm immobilized.
You are immobilized.
But I'm going to throw my dagger at his face.
He can immediately move to within your normal range.
Awesome. 14.
That's a nice rule.
Plus 3. So, 17.
It whizzes right by him.
Son of a bitch!
I thought that was it.
I thought for sure it was it.
God.
Okay, well, my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can take a step back, right? Mm-hmm. And then I can dish out my Tender Lance of Faith.
Tender Lance of Faith, okay.
Tender Lance of Faith.
Sorry.
You know what the problem with the stacking damage thing is, Jerry?
Oh, fuck.
We have to actually hit them to stack it.
That's where your plan breaks down. Yeah.
11 reflex, I assume, is not sufficient.
On the skeleton? No.
Yeah.
Yay. Because he's a skeleton. No musculature at all.
But quick as...
And, but, yeah, as owl's not.
Jim.
Well, would you like some help with your skeleton problem?
I think if I have a couple more hits on this skeleton, I should be okay. I mean, if you want to start dealing with this fucker up here, or if you want to back up our man back there.
See, here's what happened when we split. Well, who attacked first? Me. I went that way. Which way did this guy go? Opposite way.
Well, I actually took one step towards you. I'm moving away.
Two steps back.
Yeah. Like, et cetera. So, we
come together because...
Yeah.
I see.
Mm-hmm. So...
Opposites attract.
Shut up. So...
It's, that ain't fiction.
You know.
It's your turn, Jim.
Sorry, I can't. That song is just too good. Jim's going to hit the priest with magic missile. He's sticking with his gnome or...
Tried and true.
What are you, dwarf? You're dwarf. They took gnomes out, right?
They're in the monster manual.
Do they really get rid of gnomes as a race?
They're in the monster manual.
Oh.
They're playable from the monster manual.
I rolled a 3.
Did you just cheat?
Yeah, I did cheat. I rolled a 3 plus... 20 is 23, so...
Wow.
No, 3 plus 4. 3 plus 5 is 8. I assume that's not enough.
That's my miss.
You know what I think is funny is that every time you cheat, he just is like, all right, you're the boss.
You're a cheater.
What kind of dungeon master are you? Get tough on cheating.
Yeah.
He's been pretty tough. I think it was the first time he killed the entire party.
I think he was tough enough.
15 hit your reflex?
It does not. It does.
Another grave bolt from that guy is 6 more damage.
Yay.
And you're still immobilized. I didn't even let you roll a save last time.
Yeah, what the hell?
I'm sucky at remembering saves.
It would have been a 5, so who cares?
All right. Skeleton steps forward to attack Omen again. 29 to hit. For 4 damage.
Me?
Yep.
93.
We're turning on each other.
He's marked you.
The
skeleton has marked you.
Oh,
that's fine. It's okay. I respect that. For love.
Priesty guy sends another shadow curse at Binwin. Hits again.
Son.
19 damage.
Well, I got bad news for you guys. Binwin's down.
Oh my God. What?
I'm at -3.
Son of a bee sting.
It's because I can't hit. I can't hit a damn thing. What was I supposed to do?
You can ask, and you were immobilized.
You were mobile.
The Wrath of Orcus is already beginning to show its effects.
To do is stuff. I.e. things.
I.e. things.
Yada yada.
Etc. etc.
14 fortitude?
I have 13 fortitude. Yes, plus 12. You joker.
You're in turkey.
9 damage.
Yeah, let's put it with the other damage.
Now, can Jim escape? Like, is there... Can Jim run for the chains?
Hey.
Can Expeditious Retreat go directly up?
No.
What if I ran to the chains and started climbing up?
But
no, I'm just asking what would happen.
You can do that.
What if I jumped onto the bloody chains and started climbing up? Out of this pit of madness. What happened there?
Listen, Binwin's down. You have a skeleton, the skeleton actually has you bent over this altar.
A javelin hurtles out of the darkness and hits the skeleton for 6 damage.
What? It's Splug!
Oh, Splug, you're back.
Binwin.
You're
like
dead.
A death save.
Binwin, why don't you gasp for a little while? Why don't you gasp on your turn?
That was one strike.
Omen.
What now?
heal yourself, main.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I dish out my most powerful healing strike against him.
Okay.
Do it.
I tell him to create an account on I'mAFuckingDumbass.com. You can check out all the latest dumbass news and fucking bullshit. I hate this gun. Okay, so I use my minor power.
Uh-huh.
Essay to perform a healing word.
Racist.
What? It's a healing word. So a heal, 9 plus 3 plus 86. 18. Huh. I'm sort of alive. I'm in a state between life and death.
Jim?
You may help a brother out here?
Up the chain.
With your magic?
I asked you last time if you wanted me to kill the skeleton. You're like, no, I think I'm going to come around.
I don't have it. Let me tell you.
Alright. Magic missile. Can I hit the skeleton or is he technically behind cover for me? I can shoot.
You can hit him fine.
Oh, I can?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a low dice.
Okay. Or should I? No. Magic missile.
TM.
10 plus 5 is 15.
Hit!
Yeah! Finally!
1-1.
One.
Did you really?
6.
Oh.
Yeah.
You rolled 2 1s for damage?
I did, yeah.
What the hell?
I know.
You bloodied it.
Hey, see?
Or marrowed it or whatever.
You got blood out of a stone.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Hopefully, and I didn't climb up the chains.
Hopefully Splug will take it to the hoop.
You know it's bad when the DM's got to bring in a cowardly goblin to save the day.
Jim, 16M, your reflex?
My reflex is
16 exactly.
Thanks. Tem, you can't fucking see it from where he is.
No, that's a miss.
Yeah, 10 necrotic damage, and you're immobilized.
Okay.
Your necrot. Something has happened to it.
Necrot has been
eyes. I wonder where we're going to wake up next.
Trailer park.
Inside.
The skeleton hits you for 3.
Orcus's stomach. Where some we're other adventurers are staging an escape.
We have to find his organs.
Yeah.
He leaves. He's too big. This is a waste of his time.
He bends over Binwin and says, "Put down your weapons, or the dwarf dies."
I think he's already dead, actually. He didn't even have seniority.
Jim sets Binwin on fire. Burning the priest next to him.
Every single round you do. I can take it.
I can take it, I'm fine.
This guy...
That should just be his response to every problem. What if we set the dwarf on fire? And then I can use your name. What if we set the dwarf on fire? Tie a rope around.
What's the ROI
set
on that?
Set him on fire. Push him down the hole.
But you're always delivering reports.
Yeah.
Dwarf's on fire.
Does anyone have a torch? Let's set the dwarf on fire.
You waste your time, Thaddeus. 15
Thaddeus?
Fortitude? Yeah, Thaddeus over there.
Yeah, that's what this guy says. Does 15 hit your fortitude?
Who's fortitude?
Yours.
Yeah.
Yep. Your fortitude? Yeah, it's 13. So,
I think your mom's fortitude has my hand.
9 damage, and you're still weakened. Splug.
Thank God.
Thank God Splug. For Splug, yeah. Is he a healer?
He kicked our ass. Maybe he can do a good job.
That's how this party started. With Splug coming out.
5 minutes from now, he's desperate to keep us going. Suddenly,
Splug's
the priest is like, fuck Orcus. I denounce this shit. I wanted to be a dentist. You're going down, Thaddeus.
Benway, make me a death save.
Strike 2.
Oh, man.
What'd you got? The DM goes, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What's up? Hey, so if he's got a guy behind him, and I move away, I still incur an attack of opportunity. I wonder if I have to choke it down and get over there and help Binwin.
You gotta heal him.
Yep.
I gotta do it. Do it really quick, and maybe he won't notice.
Yeah.
Oh, he might roll 20. Fuck.
Well, do your thing.
10 damage.
Ah.
That's fine. No, it's cool.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I rock him with the Cure Light Wounds.
Okay.
So that is a healing surge for him, plus 3.
Rise!
Really?
From your grave.
All right, so 13 hit points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go.
Thaddeus says, hey, I was going to slit his throat.
No,
Jim.
Jim,
because when this fucker leaves here, he's going to incur from him. So that skeleton is going to get hosed either way.
Okay. So go after Thaddeus?
I think it's safe, yeah. Because if all three of us can focus on Thaddeus, we're going to be looking pretty good. That's a d12. You need one that has more sides.
Okay. I'm actually going to do Ray of Frost on the
Yeah, slow someone else for a change besides me.
Okay. He hasn't slowed you yet. I wouldn't tempt him.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Have I slowed him yet? No. I'm going to do Ray of Frost here.
Mm-hmm. You should change it to Raymond of Frost.
That's actually the full name. Oh, nice roll.
Yeah. So
yeah. 18. No, you.
So 4 plus 5, 9, I assume. Yeah.
It looks okay.
Awesome.
Skeleton attacks Splug.
Good.
Critical failure.
Hits Splug.
And Splug is down.
No, Splug has a billion hit points. Splug has more hit points than we do. If our first encounter with him was any indicator, he's some kind of goblin god. He shoots from the darkness, can't see him.
Can Jim make the sound of a dragon? Would that help at all?
I don't know. Maybe they like that sound. Who knows with these guys?
Thaddeus there will try a Shadow Curse on Omen. 10.
He can shove his Shadow Curse up his ass!
Does Jim, when Jim was listening at the beginning of this, he heard the incantation and he knew that it was to open this portal?
Mm-hmm.
Does he know the incantation, the whole thing?
You don't feel like you have heard the whole thing.
Okay.
And you recognize its purpose, but you don't recognize the exact words.
Okay.
Not like you learned.
Wow, what do you think?
What are we going to shoot for?
I'm just going to open it.
And just cause some grief.
Just see what happens.
Give what in the hopes that, like, it's like, yes, he's here. Oh, no, what have we done?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, maybe Orky. I mean, that's always how it works, right? The god, Dark God, comes out and kills the guy that summoned him.
Oh. You want to set that up?
I thought maybe.
You're like every episode of Spider-Man where he tells Electro, all right, you want electricity? Here's all of it. No, too much power.
Okay, we're ready to go. Who's going next?
Poor Splug.
Oh no, it's fucking necro.
Brit, he's gonna get necrotized.
Where are these dice coming from?
Yeah, seriously.
It's for internal use only. Yeah, we're gonna switch it up. We're all using this dice from now on, boys.
Splug is bloodied. But he doesn't care. He attacks the skeleton.
Oh, please kill the skeleton, Splug.
Rolled a 9.
He missed the skeleton.
You were oh man, I love you, Goblin. And this is how you repay me?
Binwin?
Yeah.
You want to stand up, I assume?
Up me for one action. And then I'm going to...
Does he move action and just brutalize this guy?
Spinning sweep this MF-er right in front of me. Oh, no, because that'll make...
Then I can't hit him.
Then you can't hit him.
Why don't you...
Reaping strike. What's my other... Oh, I can crushing blow him. This right here, one encounter.
Oh, yeah, I love it. That's a big old hit.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So again, for stealing the DM's dice.
What are you talking about? 14. 14 plus 7 is plenty.
I like it. All right, whose turn?
My turn?
Whose turn to die?
Well, I can help you with this cat. Actually, I can get around behind him, can't I?
You can.
Won't he take an opportunity attack? Right?
Correct.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
That's the puzzle portion of today's show. All right, we're going to roll the DM's dice. Let's see if it doesn't curse us. I'm going to dish out the healing strike. So you, this is once per encounter, right?
Yes.
And this is also once per encounter?
Yeah, you can do both.
Great.
Channel Divinity is the only thing that doesn't work with.
It's separate for me. That's a custom thing that I like to use. All right, so I dish out. And do things like this. No, I need to save that. Melee basic attack.
You're doing a melee basic attack? You're not doing a healing strike?
Well, I can't. I already used it. I lost it. I used it on the skeleton before I missed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what I've got. I have a plus. Okay. Hopefully it'll help. 15. So it's plus 3, plus 2.
10.
10 AC on this cloth guy?
No.
Anyway, I use a healing surge on him.
Good word.
Yep.
Yay.
So it's healing surge plus
3.
Enjoy.
Plus 1d6 plus 3, right?
That's right.
6.
So it's
10 plus
16.
Oh, 26 mm-hmm. total? Yeah.
Enjoy.
Jim's next.
Okay.
Jimmy, you're the only one who has it. Any idea what's going on here?
Jim, you can do it.
But who? The skeleton or the priest?
No, the priest. We need to, now we're stacking damage.
Oh, now we are? We just had to do it now?
Yes.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Now you may want to, you want to move away from the skeleton. I think that's a good idea.
Let's blood handle the skeleton.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you don't, you want to be in a position for him to be able to move 6 spaces and hit you?
Like
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah. He couldn't really crawl over this thing, right? And get to Mike in one turn? Yeah, okay.
I can go back further.
I like it.
Way further.
No, you're safe there.
Okay.
You can hit anything you want. And you're covered from this jackass.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jim's magic missile.